Praise the Lord, message number 77. The title of the message, Do Not Give the Devil a Foothold. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 27. And do not give the devil a foothold. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word that always you send to us on time, according to what we need to listen and to abide in our life and living. Lord, I pray that this message will bring warning and understanding and wisdom and humility in the life of your people. They will discern the wrong things and they will avoid it, so that their life will be always filled with your blessing. Oh God, I do pray you take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are in need to listen to thy word. And I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished and you will reap a great harvest in the life of your people. I pray for cleansing of your church. I pray for sanctification. I pray for holiness in the life of your people. Arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How people ride a horse, they will put on it a saddle and then down part of the saddle there is a piece that the rider can put his foot in it, a foothold it's called. And then he will jump and ride on the horse. He cannot ride alone, but he needs a foothold. He needs some step that he can ride on the horse. And also, how people climbing walls. They climb walls. They are using the protrusions in the walls or the small holes in the wall. They can put their feet, 1 foot by one foot here, the other foot up, and they will use their hand to put it on other protrusion and they will climb the wall. In the same way, devil using these things to enter our life, the foothold. But it is not like a protrusion in the wall or some piece that is attached to the saddle of the horse that he can ride on us, but he will use things. For us it is small or it is of no harm and it's not important, and then he will use them to enter and destroy our life. Jesus said that he comes to kill, steal and destroy. Devil will enter not for doing anything good, but he will do harmful things in our life. But we are the one who give the chance, not he. Because he say here, do not give the devil a foothold. What are the footholds that devil may look or search to see in our life, and will use him to climb and to ride on us and enter and destroy our life and the blessing that God had given us. We will use also Ephesians chapter 4, the verses around verse 27, and to discover what are the footholds of devil. Verse 25, Ephesians 4:25. Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. What we need to put off? falsehood, lies. Some people, they say, if you will not tell lies, we cannot progress. No, lies are the foothold of devils, it will destroy. Small lies, big lies, medium lies, all are lies. White lies, black lies, all are lies. And the Lord wants us to remove this falsehood. Anything you know it is wrong and you keep it in your life is a falsehood. Idol worship is are lies. Are lies of the devil. Devil is the father of lies. When he speaks lies, he's speaking his native language. The same here. The Lord is telling us we need to put off lies and speak truthfully to one another. Sometime in your heart, certain thing, but when you speak, you are speaking other things. That's falsehood. In your heart, there's something that you are planning to do, but when you speak something else. These are the falsehood. Magic is a falsehood. Witchcraft is a falsehood. All these, you need to keep yourself away. Horoscope is a falsehood. There are many who prophesy lies. Prophet of this world, they will tell you about the weather and what will happen next year in the world. These are the falsehood that God wants us to get rid of. And above all, our relationship with one another, there should be no falsehood. We should speak the truth and love to one another. If we see something wrong, we have to go to the person and show him his fault and speak to him directly. We don't need to compromise, we don't need to smile and tell him that's fine, is okay, while we know very well that's sin. We need to speak the truth in love. In verses 26, the other foothold that devil will use, in your anger do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Anger is another foothold. Anger does not bring the righteous life that God desires to see in us, according to James chapter 1 verse 20. Anger will affect your health, will give you anxiety, depression, hypertension, heart disease, because all the hormones of adrenaline and noradrenaline will be secreted, and this will make your heart run quickly and beat quickly, and also will constrict the blood vessels and also will give you hypertension or tremor and the rest of the things that will affect the health of your body. Also, anger will cause you to take certain action that you will react and do harm. You will speak bad, or you will beat, or you will take a certain decision and action that after you realize your sin, you cannot go back. So in your anger, do not sin. When somebody calls you to get angry, you need to know how to control yourself. Because if you will not control, you will react. You will sin. You need to calm down. You need to pray to the Lord. You need to think wisely and allow God to enter your heart and to control you. But I suggest to you, if you are angry, don't answer back, don't take decision, don't write a letter, don't send text while you are still angry. Pray and wait that your anger will be decreased, and less, wait a few hours, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Do not let it more than one day, anger. Control it, listen it, ask God to comfort you. If you want to speak to God and open your complaint and your heart to God, you speak. And ask God to give you peace and give you patience and give you tolerance so that you will be able to cope with the situation. God sure will give you the wisdom, what you need to do. But anger is one of the foothold of devil. It may break relationship, it may cause you to beat someone or harm somebody or break certain things, and all this you will regret after that this had happened. So here, in your anger, do not sin. And some people, they are constantly in anger, very upset with their boss, very upset with their spouse, very upset with their children, along the week, along the days, along the hours of the days, they are angry. What kind of life is this? Are you not aware that devil is running on you now? Keep shouting, keep arguing, keep grumbling, all this is the effect of anger. Discontented, break relationship, shouting and fighting with people. In your anger, do not sin. God went to take away this foothold of devil from your life. What are more, the foothold of devil? Verse 28. He say, who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. So what are the things here? Stealing, taking things without permission, taking things from your office, taking things from your company without permission, taking things from other people without asking them permission. This is all called stealing. You should not steal. You should not take something that not belong to you. And what else we learn from this verse? But must work. You should work. It means that you are lazy. Another point here is laziness. What is the other foothold of devil here? Apart from stealing, steal something small. You may lose your job. You may get problem with the police, get in jail. All this, the effect of stealing. You may get bad reputation. What else we learn from this verse? He say, but must work. It means here there is laziness. Why? He is stealing because he is lazy. So another foothold of devil here is laziness. Many, they don't like to work. Many, they don't like to work perfectly. Many, they don't like to do the job well because of laziness. They don't want to work hard. They don't want to struggle. They don't want to suffer physically. They want just to take things without, take the things without any effort. And that is laziness. God wants us to work hard, earn our living, tithe our income. If you don't tithe, you are stealing from God, you are robbing God. After you tithe, spend on yourself, economize, reduce your expenses, save so that you can share. You can support the work and the mission of God. What are more the foothold of devil that we can see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Your speech, your tongues, your lips are very important. The lips are connected with the heart. If your heart is any clean, you will speak unwholesome talk, bad words, jokes, filthy language. The Bible say, out of the fruit of the mouth, the lips, the man eat. If you are speaking unwholesome word, bad word, filthy language, you will take beating of that. But if you speak good word, that the word of God that build others, you will be blessed by the Lord and you will be rewarded. Tongue is very important instrument that God has given to us. We need to be careful. Sometimes your lips will cause you troubles. In the Proverbs chapter 18 verse 6, a fool lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. You say here, the lips of the fool bring him strife and beating. And also he say here, in verse 20, from the fruit of his mouth a man's stomach is filled, with the harvest from his lips he is satisfied. So here, the lips what you're going to speak are very good income for you. Good name, good relationship, good contacts, good reputation. People will respect, people will hire you, people they want to operate and work with you because your tongue. Tongue is very important instrument, but if there is unwholesome talk, that will be the foothold of devil in your life. Either you will invite troubles or you will invite a blessing or peace and prosperity into your life. The tongue, according to Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. The tongue has the power of life and death. The way you speak either will bring life or bring death to your life or to the life of the people and the situation around you. Remember, do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. This will be used by the devil to strike you and harm you. Verse 30. What are more footholds of devil in our life, in your life? Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. When you receive Christ, the moment you receive Christ, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit will be with us, will be with you. He said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not make the Holy Spirit get sad or upset of you. Which time the Holy Spirit is grieving? When you do something wrong. When you are doing sin, when you tell lies. When you are careless about God and about His Word. Instead of reading the Bible, you sit in front of TV. Instead of praying, you sit down and gossip and slander. Instead of fearing God, but do sin, steal and fight and quarrel, doing wrong things, immorality, having extramarital relationship, all these things which will grieve the Holy Spirit and make the Holy Spirit sad. When you steal, when you lie, when you do your own will and pretend that God is telling you that, while you know very well that God is not allowing you to do a certain thing and you do it, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit grieves, the devil will take hold of your life. Verse 31, more of the foothold of the devil. He say, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every kind of malice. What are here? The foothold of the devil? Bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred towards certain people. Get rid of bitterness. Bitterness and grudge in your heart, lying to revenge, unforgiveness, and with bad intention toward people, that will bring you to hell. Rage is more than anger. Anger, there is a certain scale of it, but when it is beyond, and fighting, and the person loses control of itself, that is rage. And they will use these things to destroy you. Brawling, fighting with other people, slandering, telling a story and gossips about others, all these are footholds of the devil. And the last word here, malice. You have bad intention in your heart toward the people, but you pretend to be an innocent person. God does not like you to be in such a figure. Verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Speak here about forgiveness, about being kind, about being compassionate, considerate, understanding to other situation and life. What you need to do to get rid of footholds. Not only this, there are a lot of footholds. The Bible speaks, the Word of God announces to you. That's why, as you read the Bible, you pray, and the Holy Spirit will show you the footholds of the devil. He will show you your sin. And He will enable you to overcome. How we can get rid of these things? First, you must accept that this sin, lies, small lies or anger, bad words, stealing small things, these are sin. You must be convinced. Some people, they say, what is the problem if I smoke? What is the problem if I drink? What is the problem if I watch TV? What is the problem if I can sit with girl and talk with her? It means that they are not aware that is what they are doing is sin. First, to get rid of this foothold, you must be aware and you must be convicted and admitting that this is a sin. Second, what I advise you to do, you get a small piece of paper and write down in it the foothold of devil in your life. Lies, stealing, watching TV, not reading the Bible, gossiping, spending too much, not giving tithes, friends, do not be yoked with non-believers. All these are footholds of devil. Watching sports or channels, worldly channels and movies and worldly songs. These are all footholds of devil. Anger, stealing, bitterness, unforgiveness, all these are the foothold of the devil. If you have these things, whatever point you have, you put it in writing in a small paper, and daily what you need to do, kneel down and ask the Lord to remove that sin from your life. Daily you pray prayer by faith, even if you think that is impossible, that you would be relieved from that bondage. That is your understanding. But you will see the fruit of your prayer. Daily kneel down and pray. Maybe after 1 month or 1.5 month, 1.5 month or 2 months, you will find that certain number of these sins have been disappeared from your life. And you will find that also God will reveal to you another sins that you need to combat through prayer, through conviction that is sin. And also you have to determine, you have to determine to discipline yourself to get rid of that particular sin. In the book of 1 Corinthians, First Corinthians, Paul is using a certain term to show us that we need to discipline ourselves. If you don't want these footholds in your life, and if you are convicted, it is not enough to be convicted, not enough to pray, but you need to work it out to discipline yourself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul say, I will read it from verse 24 to verse 27. He say, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So it have to be very hard achievement, very hard running. Everyone, verse 25, everyone who competes in the games goes into a strict training. So there will be strict training, certain food and certain times that he need to wake up, certain hours that he have to train himself and achieve, and certain speed and certain distance. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, verse 26, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. Verse 27, no, I beat my body and make it my slave. This is the term here. I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Fight the sin. Cut the oxygen, the water from it. Discipline yourself. It is an emergency that you are dealing. Take it seriously. Beat your body, the part that is sinning, beat it so that you will stop. Beat your legs, beat your eyes, beat your ear. In the post, I beat my body and make it my slave. Put it under subjection, under control. Change the atmosphere also. If you know that you are weak, don't go into that direction. If you know that you cannot say no, no need to go with certain people. Move away from them. Move away from TV. Sometimes you know that when you have a certain time, you will use that time in the wrong direction. Keep yourself busy with the right things. So avoid totally. In the Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, he said, "Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way." He said, "Don't put your foot, don't put your hand, don't put your eyes on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of the evil men. Avoid it. Don't travel in it. Turn from it and go on your way." Avoid at all costs the atmosphere that will bring temptation in your life. And make yourself busy. You have more time? Read more Bible. You have more time? You be involved more in the church. Do certain ministry. That will make you occupied. Go with godly people. The Lord will help you, sure, if you are willing to be helped. In book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18, the word of God says about Jesus, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Kneel down to him, "Lord, help me, I'm tempted. Help me, Lord. Take this foothold away from my life." And sure, the Lord who sees what is in your heart to live in holiness, he will help you. The point here is, you need to determine. You need to see this foothold as sin, and dangerous sin, not a small sin. They are dangerous. They will finally harm you and affect you. Daily keep this sin in prayer to him, "Lord, remove anger, remove stealing, remove lies, remove pride, remove unwholesome talk, help me to humble down. Whatever thing that you are seeing wrong, write it down. Daily you pray. Kneel down unto the Lord. Beat your body. Be determined to control it. And finally the Lord will give you victory. The war composed of many battles. You may lose one battle, two battles, three battles, but finally you will win the war. Jesus, he had won the battles. Win the war for us against Satan. We may pass through battles against Satan and may fail, but finally, as we have the victory of Jesus, we will have the victory finally over the devil. Continue reading the Bible. Continue pray. Continue to be with the right people of God. Continue take Bible study. Come for counseling. Ask for counseling. We will help you. We'll teach you more of God's ways. Let's come now to the Lord at the end of the message. And kneel down if you have foothold. Yes, even a small one, these are footholds, will destroy you. Tell him, Lord, take it away from me. I beat my body, Lord. I put it under my subjection, O God. I put it under your subjection, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Take that particular sin away from my life. Show me, Lord, the right way. Help me, Lord, to avoid that. Put me in the right atmosphere. Lord, I am willing. Make me busy with the things that you want me to be busy with, Lord. Oh God, you help me, I cry out to you. Lord, I pray for everyone who truly repented and commit his ways unto you, Lord. You help him and make him, Lord, able to overcome and to say no to sin. And Lord, I pray for many, they will testify about your goodness, how you had cleansed them. Oh God, help your people to avoid, shield them from any temptation. Shield them from the opportunity that will bring temptation into their life and cause them to sin. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them, oh God, even if they are not aware, deliver them from the evil one. Change their path so that they will be away from traps and devil will not find foothold in their lives. Lord, thank you for your word. That the purpose of sending the message shall be fulfilled and you will receive the harvest of many people with the holy living unto you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.